The truth of all this life and the truth of what is to follow is only sourced in one place, the majority text, Holy Bible. The words found between its covers are cherished by the faithful, far above all this world's allurements, because these words are not just a compilation of letters of the alphabet. These words are the living God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ, the King of glory, and his name is called the Word of God. This word never changes. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now compare that with man's truth. His truth of today debunks his truth of yesterday, and his truth of tomorrow will debunk his truth of today. Man's truth is ever changing, because it is not the truth. Have you been born again? Are you ready to meet the truth? John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Would you like to participate in the greatest miracle of all time? Today will be the best day of your life, and tomorrow will be even better. Come on in. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 49:25, even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. God said, Psalms 22:9, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. God said, Isaiah 28:9, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Man said, our medical scientists have leapfrogged ahead of the evolutionary process by creating infant formula far superior to mother's milk. We have elevated above such base bodily functions. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said feature article 769, which will once again certify the clear inerrancy of the Word of God. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. The Word of God cannot be broken. It is the unassailable truth. A recurring theme on God Said, Man Said is that every commandment of God has inherent within it a blessing or a curse. Because God's Word is the truth, obeying it yields the blessing of doing the right thing. One who disobeys inherits the curse, the result of doing the wrong thing. That is just how simple it is. You cannot disdain Holy Writ without suffering the consequences. It cannot be done. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. One amazing example of this principle in action will be demonstrated in today's feature. Before addressing new information, foundational information follows from the God Said, Man Said feature, should my baby be breastfed. I am compelled to preface this article on the subject of breastfeeding with this note to mothers who, for reasons such as adoption, various medications harmful to the child via the mother's milk, or mothers who are HIV positive or other reasons, that God is more than able to supply your child's needs. Be sure of this one thing. God is fully aware of your inability to fulfill his directive concerning the matter of breastfeeding. Pray over your baby's formula and food before feeding your child, and you can be confident that God will supply that which is lacking. Let not your heart be troubled. Man said that baby formula concocted by science was equal to or even superior to mother's breast milk. Starting in the late 1940s, breastfeeding began to fall out of favor nationally. By the 1950s, infant formula gained widespread endorsement from the pediatric community, and breastfeeding for millions of children and mothers became a thing of the past. Fewer than half of American babies are fed exclusively breast milk during their initial stay at the hospital. When the infants reach the age of 6 months, only 19% receive breast milk, and at the ripe old age of 1 year, only 2%. Now compare that with the global average of children being weaned from the breast at 4.2 years. The American Academy of Pediatrics now weighs in with the recommendation that, for the baby's optimal health, a mother should breastfeed for at least a full year. The benefits of breastfeeding for mother and child are staggering. The list is long and ever-increasing. A growing body of evidence now shows that DHA, which is a fatty acid, is the essential structural ingredient of breast milk. DHA is lacking in infant formula due to the ban by the FDA. The ban has now been lifted on DHA in infant formula, but be assured that formula will not duplicate that which is in mother's milk. The following is a quote from Dr. William C. Douglas on the subject of DHA. Breastfed babies have an IQ of 6 to 10 points higher than formula-fed babies. Scientists and nutritional experts attribute this to DHA, an omega-3 fatty acid that's an essential structural component of the brain and retina. It's found naturally in mother's milk. In case it will impress you, the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations also endorse the addition of DHA to infant formula. During the last trimester of pregnancy is when the mother transfers to her baby much of the DHA needed for the development of his or her brain and nervous system. The DHA content of the mother's diet reflects in the amount of DHA passed on to the body. If the baby is not breastfed at all, it also receives no DHA after birth and is shortchanged in neurological development, thus impairing mental and visual acuity. DHA levels of premature infants are especially low since they miss much of that last trimester and when born haven't developed the sucking mechanism, so they are usually bottle-fed. It's a wonder they live at all. And it's a crime they aren't getting DHA and they're bottle from birth. I found the following excerpt written by Dr. R.D. Russell especially exciting. It reads as follows. The cells in the mother's milk not only attack bacteria that may be harmful to the body, but apparently they have the ability to produce antibodies that destroy bacteria and viruses as well. Evidently, the infant who is exposed to infections and nurses from its mother also produces changes in the mother's breast. Within hours, the next milk contains antibodies and immunoglobulins to protect the baby before the infant exhibits visible symptoms. An article in the publication called Mothering points out that mother's milk has 400 nutrients that cannot be duplicated in a lab. Research suggests that breastfeeding reduces the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, childhood cancer, diarrheal diseases, lower respiratory illness, ear infections, bacterial infections, diabetes, infant botulism, Crohn's disease, ulcerated colitis, and cavities. In May 2001, the Journal of the American Medical Association cited two studies which report that breastfeeding not only boosts babies' immune systems and brain power, but may also reduce the risk of being overweight. Harvard Medical School, in a study of 15,000 babies, found that newborns given formula were 20% more likely to be overweight in adolescence versus their breastfed counterparts. Imagine, the following lead paragraph was found in an article in Discover magazine titled Got Cancer? It reads as follows. When Katarina Svanberg and her research associates began mixing mother's milk and cancer cells together 7 years ago, she wasn't looking for a cure for cancer. She was after a way to fight germs. Nevertheless, the physician and immunologist at Lund University in Sweden has discovered that a previously taken-for-granted component of ordinary human breast milk compels cancer cells, every type of cancer cell tested, to die. End of quote. The following paragraphs are from Health Daily News. The title of the October 29, 2008 report is Breastfed Baby May Mean Better Behaved Child. You add yet another potential benefit to breastfeeding, fewer behavioral problems in young children. Parents of youngsters who were breastfed as infants were less likely to report that their child had a behavior problem or psychiatric illness during the first 5 years of life, a new study found. And the likelihood of mental health issues decreased in proportion to the duration of breastfeeding, meaning that a child who had been breastfed for a year was less likely to have behavior problems than a child who had been breastfed for just 2 months. Previous research has shown that breast milk offers numerous benefits for babies and that breastfeeding can benefit both mother and infant. Babies who are breastfed are less likely to suffer from ear infections, diarrhea, pneumonia, wheezing, and bacterial and viral illnesses, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Research has also linked breastfeeding with a reduced risk of obesity, diabetes, sudden infant death syndrome, and certain cancers, according to the AAP. For mothers, breastfeeding also helps the uterus quickly return to its pre-pregnancy shape and helps burn additional calories, which can help get rid of extra pregnancy weight, the AAP reports. Additionally, breastfeeding is believed to help nurture the mother-child bond. The new study reviewed more than 100,000 interviews of parents and guardians of children between the ages of 10 months and 18 years who participated in the National Survey of Children's Health. Parents were asked about breastfeeding and about their child's behavior and mental health. Parents of children who were breastfed were 15% less likely to be concerned about their child's behavior compared to formula-fed infants. And the breastfed children were 37% less likely to have a medically diagnosed behavior or conduct problem, according to the study. And Knutson, a resident in the Department of Psychiatry at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, said the effect of breastfeeding appeared to be cumulative, with those who were breastfed for a longer duration even less likely to have behavioral problems. She also said the study found a correlation between breastfeeding and cognitive development. These findings are certainly intriguing, said Dr. Deborah Bogan, a pediatrician in the Division of General Academic Pediatrics at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. The study adds to the overwhelming evidence that women should, if they can, offer breast milk to their babies, she added. End of quote. The following short paragraph is from USA Today. You probably know that breastfeeding boosts a baby's health, but who knew how dramatically it benefits a mother? I didn't until I read a new Swedish study of 18,326 women showing that mothers who breastfed infants for 13 months or more were about as half as apt to develop rheumatoid arthritis as those who did not breastfeed. Breastfeeding for 1 to 12 months reduced RA risk 26%. Experts can't fully explain the surprise, but they note that breastfeeding can change levels of immune-regulating hormones in ways that may discourage RA. There's more. A large analysis last year concluded that breastfeeding also might protect mothers against type 2 diabetes and breast and ovarian cancer. End of quote. From the God Said, Man Said feature in Info Briefs 2, you find the following. In a December 2006 issue of Science News under the title Milk Therapy, the following paragraphs were found. When scientists started analyzing breast milk, they found that the third largest constituent of breast milk, making up about 1% by volume, is a mixture of indigestible sugars known as oligosaccharides. Many of these sugars occur only in human milk. Initially, the scientists thought that these were useless byproducts of milk production. But why would mothers expend so much energy creating compounds that their babies couldn't use? In the past few years, scientists have solved this puzzle. David Newberg of Massachusetts General Hospital in Charlestown and his colleagues genetically engineered mice to produce oligosaccharides in their milk. He then gave their pups Campylobacter, a bacterium that causes diarrhea. The pups that drank oligosaccharides didn't get sick. Unlike the antibodies that mothers pass along to their infants through breast milk, oligosaccharides can protect the baby from pathogens to which the mother has never been exposed. For a pathogen to infect a person via the digestive tract, it first has to latch on to the sugars that line the gut wall. Oligosaccharides have binding sites that are identical to the ones on the gut wall sugars, so that pathogens attach to the oligosaccharides instead of the lining of the gut. Once bound to oligosaccharides, pathogens travel harmlessly through the intestinal tract. He suggests that bacteria can't evolve a resistance to oligosaccharides because if they change in such a way that they no longer bind to the oligosaccharides, they also can't bind to the cell wall to infect their targets. The mechanisms for protection in milk are so exquisite, Newberg marvels. Lactoferrin is a dazzling multi-talented protein. In breastfed babies, it can appropriately suppress inflammation or boost immune activity. It also fights viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Even after the protein has broken down in the gut, the fragments fight urinary tract infections as they are expelled from the body. Because lactoferrin lowers the immune system's inflammatory overreactions, it may be useful against arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and septic shock. The many claims for lactoferrin's capabilities may look suspicious, admits Michael Zemecki, an immunologist at the Polish Academy of Sciences in Warsaw. Lactoferrin seems like a golden bullet, but it really is so, end of quote. June 25, 2013. The headline in Live Science reads, "Breastfed Children More Likely to Climb the Social Ladder." Several paragraphs follow. Children who are breastfed may be more likely to reach a higher social class than their parents, a new study finds. The researchers looked at about 34,000 people in the UK, either born in 1958 or in 1970, and compared their social class at the age 33 or 34 with that of their fathers when they were children. Among the study participants, those who had been breastfed were more likely to have moved up the social hierarchy in adulthood, which the researchers defined as having a job of higher social status than their fathers. The study found that while breastfeeding increased the chance of moving upward socially by 24%, it also reduced the chance of sliding downward by 20%. The results suggest that breastfeeding improved children's neurological development, resulting in better cognitive abilities, which in turn helped them with their upward move in the society, the researchers said. Breastfed children in the study also had fewer signs of emotional stress, which could have contributed to their success later in life, according to the study published today in the Journal Archives of Disease in Childhood. Previous studies have suggested that nutrients in breast milk improve cognitive development. Similarly, skin-to-skin contact between mother and child has been linked to enhanced mother-child bonding and reduced stress. Perhaps the combination of physical contact and the most appropriate nutrients required for growth and brain development is implicated in the better neurocognitive and adult outcomes of breastfed infants, the researchers wrote in their study. The results suggest that there may be lifelong social benefits from breastfeeding, the study said. Such benefits may be even greater for more vulnerable children who are born preterm or with low birth rate, end of quotes. The October 26, 2015 feature written by New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof is headlined, "The Miracle of Breast Milk Elixir is Lifesaver." Several paragraphs follow. What if there were a remedy that could save more children's lives in the developing world than are claimed by malaria and AIDS combined? A miracle substance that reduces ear infections while seeming to raise scores on IQ tests by several points. Available even in the most remote villages, requiring no electricity or refrigeration. Oh, and as long as we're dreaming, let's make it free. This miracle substance already exists. It's breast milk. Current estimates backed by the World Health Organization and UNICEF are that optimal breastfeeding would save 800,000 children lives a year in developing countries. That would amount to a 12% drop in child mortality, a huge gain. In any case, where this is a life or death issue is not the West, but in developing countries where water is often contaminated and child mortality is high. Infants who are not breastfed are 14 times more likely to die than those who are exclusively breastfed, according to a major meta-study just published by Acta Pediatrica, a pediatrics journal. Here in northern India, Austin and I met a mother, Maher Bano, whose daughter had been born at home just hours earlier. The baby was underweight and in danger of dying. The best medicine in this context is breast milk. Studies from India, Nepal, and Ghana show that prompt breastfeeding reduces neonatal mortality by 42%. But Mother Bano said that for the first 24 hours, the baby would be given only tea with honey. "I'll breastfeed tomorrow or the next day," she said, explaining that she was following the guidance of the traditional birth attendant who had helped her deliver the baby and cut the cord. This is common. Worldwide, only 43% of babies are put to the breast within an hour of birth, as recommended by the World Health Organization. One reason for delays is suspicion of colostrum, the first yellowish milk which doesn't look quite like milk but is packed with nutrients and antibodies. It's sometimes called the first immunization. Another big challenge in hot countries, villagers often give infants water on hot days or start them on food before 6 months. Water both displaces milk and also is often contaminated. Breast milk, in contrast, is safe even when the mom drinks contaminated water. While the clearest benefits of breastfeeding have to do with saving lives, there is also some evidence of other health and cognitive gains. In Belarus, children of women randomly assigned to exclusive breastfeeding promotion scored 6 points higher on an IQ test than controls. A few studies haven't found a tie to cognitive capacity, but most have. Overall, a new review of 17 studies found a mean gain of 3 IQ points for children who were breastfed. Global health experts focus on breastfeeding partially because efforts to support moms in this area pay off surprisingly well. End of quotes. When God's imprimatur is on any issue, wise men and women take notice and reap the benefits of doing the right thing. The results of disobeying God's instructions concerning mother's milk are debilitating and deadly indeed. The skeptics scream, "Who is responsible for all the world's pain and suffering?" This is simply just one example that pins the blame where it belongs. God's word is a true foundation, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Genesis 49:25, "Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb." God said, Psalms 22:9, "But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast." God said, Isaiah 28:9, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast." Man said, "Our medical scientists have leapfrogged ahead of the evolutionary process by creating infant formula far superior to mother's milk. We have elevated above such base bodily functions." Now you have the record.